Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Lord, you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, moving in our midst, and I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Lord, you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Lord, you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, you're a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, moving in the midst, and I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in this place, and I worship you. I worship you.
And so, Father, we give your name the glory, we give your name the honor, and we give your name all of the praise, because you are definitely a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are, and you've been that same God each and every day of our lives. You've been a way maker, and things appear to not be able to work themselves out, and that they will not work out for our good. And Lord, when it looks like all hope was gone, you have definitely been a way maker. When the enemy has came up against us like a standard, you were able, like a flood, Lord, you were able to lift up a standard against him, and you made ways out of no way. You are most definitely a way maker, miracle worker. God, when there's nothing else would work, and we had done all that we can do, Dr. McClurkin says, stand. And no doubt in our minds, God, you are able to perform a miracle. When the doctor said no, and that your end was coming, you said yes, God, and we want to say thank you because you have been a miracle worker, God, working miracles, oh God, throughout each and every one of our lives, God, healing us of all manner of sickness and disease, God, touching our minds and casting the devil out of our minds. You have been a miracle worker, God, promise keeper, God, since the beginning of time. You have been a promise keeper, God. You always keep your promises. You said, I am not like man that I should lie, but you are a promise keeper. Your word never returns back unto you void, but your word, it accomplishes what it set forth for it to accomplish. And that's what we stand upon today. We stand upon the promises that you have declared in your words. By your stripes, I am healed. We stand upon those promises. Through Christ, I can do all things. We stand upon those promises that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We stand upon your promises each and every single day because you are a promise keeper, God. You don't come short of your glory, but you always fulfill your purpose and you always fulfill your plans for the lives of your people. God, that is who you are, mighty God, awesome wonder, God, King of kings, Prince of peace, Lord of lords, the great I am. You are everything, God, that we can declare and more. And so we come before your presence this morning with singing. We come before your presence this morning to shift the atmosphere. And, Lord, I had a desire to sing that song, Lord, but there's a greater anointing on Lady O's voice than I could ever have, Lord. And I thank you for the environment of worship this morning. I thank you for the environment of praise, oh, God, because praise, God, shifts the atmosphere. Oh, God, it makes room for your presence to come in and to abide with us and for your glory to rain down on us, Lord, and for you to shower down on us in the mighty name of Jesus. We want your glory to be fulfilled and revealed in our lives this day in the name of Jesus. God, get the glory out of our lives as we declare who you are. It declares, God, that we cannot be compared to you, that nothing can be compared to you, that you are magnificent in all your ways, God. You're glorious in all your ways, and you're that and much more. We said, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are, but you are even so much more. And words cannot even express how great you are. And words cannot even express how much you've done. But Lord, like the songwriter said, if you don't do anything else, you've already done enough, Lord, because you have been such a great God to us. You've been merciful, more better to us than we have been to ourselves. We thank you for your new mercies that are new every single morning. We thank you for your love that never fails and never runs out on us. We thank you for your unmerited favor and your grace, oh God, that endures through all generations, Lord. We just come before your presence this morning to tell you thank you, God. You have been so great, Lord, and you're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor, and you're worthy to be lifted up. We thank you, God. God, because you are a God that comes in and inhabits the praises of your people. As we bless your name today, oh God, come on in and rest in our presence and rest in our midst, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And come the more and have your way. On day 23 of our 31 days of prayer, we need you as much as we did in day one, God. And as a matter of fact, we need you even the more, because as we continue to travail in prayer, the enemy, oh God, is coming against us greatly and greater. But I'm glad today that I can declare right now in the life of everyone that's under the sound of my voice that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy's just going to come and try to come against us like a flood, but that's all he is doing is helping us go into our greater place in God. We thank you, oh God, because we want to go higher in you. And when trials and afflictions come our way, Lord, it's just an opportunity for us to grow stronger and go higher in you. Greater is upon us, God. Oh God, eye has not seen it, ear has not heard it, neither has it entered into our hearts what good things you have in store for those that fear you, those that love you, God, those that magnify you, those that obey you, and those that serve you in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm excited, God, because you have great things.
things in store for us. Miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God, shall be performed in our midst, oh God, because we have submitted to your will and we have surrendered to your authority. So God, come no more and have your way. Make me the vessel that you need for me to be today, that you might get the glory out of my life, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I surrender all to you. I submit to you, and my soul says yes. My soul says yes, yes to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. My soul says yes, because you are worthy to be someone to surrender to. I don't belong to myself, but I belong to you because I was purchased with a high price. And so, Lord, because of who you are, Lord, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise on this morning. As you lead us and as you guide us and as you fill us in all of your goodness and you fill us in all of your glory and you fill us in all of your love, Lord, we look for success on this day. We look for victory in everything that we put our hands to do. Let us not more think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. But, Lord, as you said in your word, to think soberly, because according to you, God, you've given us all a measure of faith. The measure of faith. And so, Lord, allow us to work in our faith today. Allow us to move in our faith today. And that faith must rely upon you and stay in you. Help us, oh God, to do it for your glory and for your honor, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Get the glory out of my life, but get the glory as I walk by faith and not by sight. I don't want to go by what it looks like. I don't want to go by what it feels like. I don't want to go by what is going on around me, but Lord, I want you to get the glory because you're worthy of the glory and you're worthy of the honor and you're worthy of the praise. I want to walk by faith because of who you are, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. And so we bless you, O God, for another opportunity to pray. Because you have declared in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint. And we come before you on a daily basis in the month of December, Lord, because we want you to order our footsteps. We understand that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so for us to be declared good and for our steps to be right, we need them to be ordered by you. And the only way we can do that is if we seek your face, we surrender to your will, and we ask that you would come no more and have your way in our lives. Lord, we are in a race, oh God, and we must lay aside those sins and those weights that easily beset us, oh God, so that we can run the race that you have set before us with patience and that we can accomplish the end goal, which is to meet you up in the air or to open up our eyes and be called up to glory. However it may be, Lord, whether we die earlier than we expect, Lord, or we are caught up in the air at the sound of those trumpets, Lord, we want to come before you and hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, Lord. We want to be considered faithful, and we want you to say, well done in the name of Jesus. So this day, Lord, our focus in prayer, Lord, is to pray for endurance to finish the race that has been set before us. Each of us have our own challenges, and each of us have our own races to run. I'm glad today that Lady Yo's race is not my race. God, I'm glad today that Bishop Thomas's race is not my race, but Lord, you have a race for me to run, and Lord, I want to fulfill my part. Lord, even if I'm a part of the relay team, Lord, I want to make sure that I pass the baton and get it to the next person right on time, not lose hope, not lose strength, lose wind and gas out, Lord. But, Lord, I need you to renew my strength even now today in the mighty name of Jesus, that I may run my leg of the race today, that you might receive the glory and the honor out of my life. And as I run this race, let me be a light to those that don't know you in the part of their sins. As I run this race, help me to let my light so shine that men might see my good works, but give you the glory and the honor and the praise. As I run this race, help me to hide your words in my heart that I might not sin against thee, Lord, that you might be pleased with me, that I may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I have been called, that I may bring you glory and that I may bring you honor and that I may bless you, O God, at all times and allow your praises to continually be in my mouth. Lord, I know I asked for much, Lord, but none of it was temporal things. But all of, none of them were carnal things. But all of them, God, was so that you would receive the glory out of my life. Undergird me now. Breathe light into me now. Breathe strength into each and every one of us now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, cast out those things that are unlike you, that will cause us to be weak, that will cause us to drift away, that will cause us to be distracted, and that will cause us to lose focus on you. The only way that we can win this race that we're running in today is that we keep our eyes focused in on you. So when trials and tribulations come my way, glory to your name, Jesus, oh, God, help me to keep my eyes on you, knowing that I'm only going higher and higher in you. Trials come to make us strong. They come to move us up out of our comfort zone and take us to a higher level in you. Lord, I see higher in my path. I see greater in my life. Greater is yet ahead for me today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And so, Lord, we thank you and we magnify you and we glorify your name this day. I worship you. You are here. I magnify you. I give you the glory and I give you the honor. Hallelujah. Wonderful God, wonderful Savior. We bless your name and we thank you for another opportunity to pray. We thank you, oh God, for another opportunity to come before your presence with singing and to lay out our petitions before you so that you can hear our pleas, hear our cries, and answer our prayers like you always do. Thank you for being a faithful God. Thank you for being a magnificent God. Thank you for being a great and mighty God. That is who you are. And so we bless you this morning with all of our heart, all of our mind, with all of our souls, and we bless and magnify your name this day. Have your way in us, God. Be glorified. Be magnified in us. Be glorified and be magnified through us. Get the glory out of our lives. And Lord, if you do this, Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the glory, give you all a wonderful and magnificent God. Bless us this day, and we'll continue to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' precious name, we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.